Okay, it is good to see everyone. We are in Philippians chapter 4. We're going to look at verses 6 and 7 today. And the title of today's message is The Divine Exchange, My Stress for His Peace. And I just want to say unto you today, I want to praise God for my salvation. And I wanted salvation, and when I was a younger fellow, I asked the Lord to come into my heart and save me. But I'll tell you what I want today. I want God's peace. I want God's peace in areas of my life where I don't currently have it. And my friend, we're going to look at the how of receiving the peace of God. So let's go to the Scripture. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says this, "Be full of care and anxiety and stress for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And then the peace of God, which passes the world's understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I bow before you today asking for forgiveness of daily sin and weekly sin. Father, I confess these to you in my prayer closet out loud. And specifically, as I can remember them, and I try to define them in the way you want them defined, as filth and dirty rags before you. I ask to be cleansed by your blood now, and anointed by your Spirit and filled with your Spirit, and filled with your peace. So Holy Spirit, please take over. Touch every heart in here today. And let every heart in this room know right now that you love them, that you care for them, and you want their heart and their mind at ease. So Holy Spirit, please take over. Please lead us today. In your name, amen. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. "Be full of care for nothing, and in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God." I want you to understand, son. I want you to think about something right now. Everything that concerns you concerns God. Would you say that? Everything that concerns me concerns my Heavenly Father. Would you say that with me? Everything that concerns me concerns my Heavenly Father. There is nothing too small. Don't ever buy the lie of the devil that I'm just not going to bother God with this. My friend, you bother God with the most important thing in your life, and you bother God with what you think may be the least significant thing in your life. Everything that concerns you concerns the Lord. So turn with me to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, and look what the Scripture says. You say, "Brother Leo, I worry about my children." Well, I want you to know I worry about my child. He's 28 years old. And when he's 48, if I'm still on the face of this earth, I will have concerns for my child. We have concerns for our loved one. What we're talking about today is what Ian Bounds describes as the besetting sin of worry. The besetting sin of worry, stress, anxiety. These things that rule in our lives that are not God's will for us. God said, "I've come to give you my peace." So when my mind is not filled with His peace, I'm not in the will of God. Now, I'm not talking about getting a phone call and you get concerned over something. That's true. But what I want you to understand, when something goes on for weeks and months and years and a lifetime, and it's the same area over and over again, we have a spiritual problem. And I'm going to define that for you scripturally in a moment. But let me look in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. And I'm in Matthew 26, so give me a second here. Matthew chapter 6, and we're going to go to verse 25. And look at what the Scripture says. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Now, that Greek word means excessive thought. Take no excessive thought for your life. Don't be overwhelmed worrying about certain things. Don't be overwhelmed worrying about certain things. That's what that word means there. N-O-U-S is in the Greek, and it encompasses any kind of thought process. What you shall eat or what you shall drink, what is for your body, what you shall put on, is life not more than meat, and the body not more than raiment. Verse 26, behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they are? Verse 32, your heavenly Father knows that you have needs of these things even before you ask. So, I want to give you a principle here. You have two kind of needs in your life. You have temporal needs and you have spiritual needs. You have needs of this life and needs of eternal life. I want you to understand, your Father is concerned about all of them. He's concerned about every need you have, whether it be temporal, whether it be clothes, food, shelter, employment, all those things God is concerned about. Your salvation, your eternal life, you being in the will of God, God is concerned about that. So the Scripture here says that God is concerned about all these things. But notice what he says in verse 26. Look at the birds that are in the air. Your Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? So Jesus wants you to know the Lord desires to take care of your needs because you're so valuable to Him. In all of creation, as beautiful as the eagle is, as beautiful as a male wood duck is, as regal as a buck is, full antlered, all these beautiful animals, all these things of creation, you are the most valuable thing that Jesus Christ ever created. And you are of value unto Him. Now, turn with me to Romans chapter 8. Turn with me to Romans chapter 8. Let me show you how valuable you are. I want you to grab hold of this so that you're going to be able to leave your stress with the Lord. Leave your anxiety. Give it over. Because God desires to do this for you. There's a certain area in your life. In Romans chapter 8, verse 32, he says this, He that spared not His own Son for you. I want you to think about that for a moment. He that spared not His own Son just for you. Would you say that in your mind? Just for me. Just for me He did it. Just for me He died. He who spared not His own Son. That's how valuable you are. But delivered Him up on that cross for each one of you. How shall He not with Jesus Christ now also give us all things that we need? If He spared not Jesus, He's not just going to leave you hung out to dry as you go through this life. He will give you all things that you need. So all I've got to say to Him right now is, Lord Jesus, in this area of my life, I need You to give me Your peace. I need You to give me Your peace. I need to cast upon You my care, and I need to give unto You my peace. Matthew chapter 6, look at what he said there. You don't have to go back there, but you are the most valuable in all of creation. Now, go back to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, and let me give you God's will again for you, and then we'll move forward. Say, Brother Leo, I'm a worrier. That's all I do, is I worry about this and worry about that. Well, I tell you what, let's address that before we go to Philippians 4. Go with me to Psalm 37. Psalm 37. And I'm not going to pick on you for this because I'm in the same category, but we need to learn certain things. Go with me to Psalm 37. And if you describe yourself as a worrier, then you're going to be able to pray something, and your loved ones are going to be able to pray something for you. Psalm 37, verse 1 says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers," but let's just say, "Fret not thyself." That in the Hebrew means stress, anxiety, worrying, overly concerned. Fret not thyself. Verse 7 says, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself." So I want to go from fretting to resting in the Lord. I want to go from the stress of Leo to the peace of Jesus. We're going to see how to do that in prayer in a moment, but I want you to know this is God's will and His desire for you, is that your mind be freed from stress and anxiety and it be filled with the peace of God. But I want you to notice what it is. Look at verse 3. "Trust in the Lord and do good." Verse 4, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He is going to take care of this thing." So, Brother Leo, what is your point? Your point is this: when I'm worrying, when I'm anxious, when I'm full of anxiety about a certain area in my life, it is because I am not trusting God with this area. All right, let's just write that down. And when I am not trusting God, I am sinning. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So I have to say to the Lord on many occasions, as I enter into that prayer closet, before I go to make the divine transfer that we're about to study in Philippians chapter 4, I've got to confess, Lord Jesus, not only is my anxiety, not only is my worry and my stress that I'm carrying in this area of my life, not only is this not Your will for me, it is sin. And Lord, I confess this to You, and I ask to be washed in the blood of Jesus and cleansed from the stress, from the sin of my anxiety and the sin of my lack of trust. Show me, Lord, why I'm not trusting You in this area. Show me, Lord, why I am not giving this thing over unto You. So we've got to understand that when we are full of stress and full of anxiety in a certain area of our life, it's because in that area we have not fully trusted the Lord with that set of circumstances, that person, or that situation. And so we want to exchange this. So go to Philippians chapter 4 and let me give you. Now, again, I'm not talking about if you're facing a major surgery, you're going to have stress. If you're facing a major situation in your life, you're going to have anxiety. But what I'm talking about is when these situations rule our lives to a point where we become spiritually paralyzed, we become isolated, we find ourselves in a rut, in a corner, and we're just overwhelmed with the enemy of stress and anxiety. God's got an answer for that, and this is what it is. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, He says this: "Be full of care, anxiety, and worry for nothing." So I want you to understand something right now. It is God's will that your mind be freed of anxiety and stress. You say, "Well, Brother Leo, why is that important?" Because that's what we've been studying the last 4 or 5 weeks. Anything you pray in the will of God, He'll do for you. So you need to get in that prayer closet and say, "Lord, we've been reading that in 1 John, that anything I pray according to Your will, You will do. So I know it's not Your will that I be overcome with stress, anxiety, and worry, and lack of faith and lack of trust. So Lord, I'm asking You, as according to Your will, to take it away from me and replace it with Your peace that passes understanding." And claim that thing. Any action of God is going to be a reaction to the spoken word. And so you need to get in that closet and speak that out. "Lord, I know me being overwhelmed today and stressed, sitting in a corner crying and whining and pity partying is not Your will for me. So, Father, I'm asking right now, You unburden me, take it away, and replace it with the peace that passes understanding." My friend, go with me to John chapter 14. Go with me to John chapter 14. Look at what Jesus tells you. He says, "This is what I want to give you. You can't find it. You say, boy, I just can't wait till I'm out of this job. All my stress will be over. That's the kind of peace the world gives. If you're dependent on a change of circumstances to give you peace, my friend, I want you to understand, God can give you peace when the circumstances are changed, but He can give you peace until the circumstances are changed. That's what we're asking for today. The peace that passes or surpasses the circumstances. John chapter 14, verse 27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Sometimes you just have to fall on your knees and say, "Lord, my heart's troubled. Lord, my heart's afraid. I know this is not your will for me in this area of my life. So, Lord, I need that miracle where you lift this burden, you take it off of me, and you replace it with your peace." You either believe in the supernatural activity of God in the prayer closet, or you don't. And if you don't, quit listening to this message. Because we can go play religion anywhere. And sing the songs and say the things. I want you to understand something. Go with me. Matthew chapter 11. Go to Matthew chapter 11. You say, "Brother Leo, I just don't believe this. There are people on the internet that are saying, I don't believe this." Well, you don't believe it because you've not proved God. And you don't believe it because your faith is either weak or it's non-existent. Because when you read the parable of the four soils, four people appeared to have faith, but only one did. And I want you to understand, I stand with Billy Graham, that 75% of the people in churches today are lost and they're going to hell. And you say, "Brother Leo, that's a harsh thing to say." I didn't say it. I'm repeating the evangelist of our time. Do you feel the same way? I really don't at times. I feel a lot of folks that are in church are saved. But the problem is that's all they are. They're not living in victory. You know what the absolute worst testimony and witness of a Christian is? When they live and act like everybody else. When you can't look at that person and they're going through a difficult time and say, "Wow, what do they have that I don't have? Why are they not falling all apart? How do they keep serving God and doing things?" You know, we're called here to show others that, hey, our God will give us peace. Amen. Our God will give us strength when we can't take another step. Notice what He says in Matthew 11. Verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden," burdened down. The people that are laboring here, they're trying to handle every situation in their life in their own strength and in their own energy. And they are not in yoked with Christ. They are pulling their wagon all by themselves. All by themselves, and they're stumbling under the load. He says this, Jesus says, exchange your yoke for my yoke. Learn of me, grow close to me in intimacy, epinosis, for I am meek and lowly in heart. I'm a lot easier on you than you would be on yourself. And you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is so much easier and my burden is so much lighter when I in yoke with you. But you know what the Lord's saying? He's saying, you come unto me in your prayer closet and I will unburden you. Have you not ever got alone with God and felt the burden lifted? Goodness. Don't leave the closet until you feel it lifted. I mean, there are times in my life, Patty and I, and the things we have faced and the things we have gone through, if we had not gotten along with the Lord and gotten those burdens lifted and got the strength of God and had other folks praying for you, that's how you go forward. And then all I kept hearing, and I preach this to you, none of this works. None of it works when you go in there with a selfish motive. It only works when you go in there and say, "I will call upon you, Lord, in the day of trouble." And the Lord says, "I will deliver you." And then He says, "And you will glorify me." So that's that third point we studied for several weeks. When you're praying to the Lord, every prayer must end, for Your glory, Lord. For Your glory, Lord. You be glorified, Lord. Amen. Did you hear that young lady just sing? I felt the glory of the Lord as she sang. I didn't feel like she was pointing any fingers at herself. I didn't feel like she was trying to impress anybody. She was just singing with the anointing and the gift that God has given her. And that's what the whole thing's about. The whole thing is not about the messenger. It is about the Word of God. You know what I'm going to leave here remembering today? I'm going to leave here remembering He's going to step out on a cloud and He's coming to get His children. And that's the whole goal. You need to leave here today not remembering anything about me, but remembering this. Jesus Christ wants to unburden me. But notice what He says. Come unto me. You got to come unto Him. Go to Philippians chapter 4 again. Philippians chapter 4. Brother Lil, I've never even prayed about this. Sometimes people wear anxiety and worry as a badge of courage. Like it means something to be burdened all the time. All it means is you're not trusting Jesus. All it means is your faith is weak. My friend, we got to speak peace. You know, what did Jesus say? Peace be still. And the waves were calm. I ask Him to speak that to my heart all the time. Lord, just speak that to my heart. Philippians 4, verse 6. Be full of care for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and then the peace of God will fill your heart. Now, how is this accomplished? Go back to verse 6. How do I go from being anxious about something to receiving the peace of God? It's one phrase in verse 6. By prayer and supplication. So what do you mean, Brother Lil? I mean, you're going to have to get along with God and have a dialogue and a communion with Him. And you're going to have to exchange something. Go to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. And this is what you do. And you got to visualize it. You got to make it a matter of your will. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, cast all your care upon Him. Cast all my care upon Him. I need to cast all my care upon Him. Would you say that with me? I need to cast all my care upon Him. Do you say that again? I need to cast all my care upon Him. I need to cast this care upon Him. Would you say that with me? I need to cast this care upon Him. Would you say it again? I need to cast this care upon Him. Now, I want you to understand something. Casting in the Greek means a matter of the will, mind, and body. It's a complete casting. If I'm casting something on the Lord, I mean, I am letting go. So I want you to write down there, your goal is to have full deliverance. You want full deliverance from this area of stress in your life. You don't want a situation where you're casting it upon the Lord, and then 10 minutes later, you're taking it back upon yourself. You say, wait a minute, Brother Leo, I do that on a regular basis. Well, I do too. So what do you do when you take it back? You go back and cast it again. One time it is going to stick, I promise. He will not fail you. We're the ones failing Him. But He's working us into a matter of our will where we're really ready to let go. And you've got to come to a place in your heart where you say, you know, I'm just tired of living this way in this area of my life, and I'm going to give it over unto Jesus. And you've got to understand how desperate the situation is. Today, stress and anxiety, it ruins lives, it ruins health, it ruins families, it ruins marriages, and it definitely ruins your walk with Jesus. And you've got to come to a place where you say, I am not going to let this thing rule over me any longer. My God is the God of my body, but He is also the God of my mind, and I'm giving this thing over to Jesus. These are the kind of prayers you've got to go in there praying. praying. It's got to be a matter of the will as you give over to God. And a matter of focus. This little kindergarten stuff that goes on, it's just pathetic. And we call it prayer. Prayer and supplication means a heartfelt seeking and giving over unto Jesus. But notice this, verse 7. Cast all your care upon Him because He cares for you. Three things you got to understand when you go in a prayer closet by faith. Three elements of faith. Number one, you've got to believe and understand the promises of God. So I'm asking you to pray a prayer this week based on Philippians 4. That if I will lay my burdens upon the Lord with my request and ask Him to take my stress and give me His peace, He will do it. So you got to believe that that promise is valid. Number two, you got to believe in God's ability to do it. If I were to stand here today and tell you I have cancer, do you believe God can cure my cancer? Well, if I stand here today and tell you I have a disease of anxiety, do you believe God can cure your anxiety? Okay, so you got to believe in God's ability to do it. But the third thing you got to believe, and this is what holds us up, you've got to believe in the character of God as it's summed up in 1 Peter 5:7b. You got to believe and understand the character of God. Look at what it says. He wants to do this for you because He cares for you. He has compassion on. Why do you want to do things for your children? And you not only want to do things for your children, you want to do over and above. Because that's how much love you have in your heart. Or your grandchildren. Well, God, who is infinitely more and better than we are, wants to do for us. So as you're sitting there saying, why would God take away my stress? Why would God do this for me? Why would God do that for me? It has nothing to do with you and everything to do with God. That's how God is. He says, come unto me, I'll give you rest. He says, cast your care upon me, I'll take it off of you and give you my peace. That's how God works. You've got to understand the promises, you've got to understand the ability, but you've got to understand the willingness that God has in answering these kind of prayers. God wants to answer this prayer. And you've got to believe it and know it. And when I go into that prayer closet, it's just like when we played ball. I believe we're going to win every game. I believe every pitch I threw was going to be successful. It was going to the spot I wanted. It was going to do what it was to do. I believed every at-bat I was getting a hit. I believed every time we took the field, we were going to win. Football, baseball, basketball, whatever. And I believe those things in the prayer closet. When I go in that prayer closet, I'm believing God for the answer. Whatever you ask, believing He will do for you, to God be the glory. Amen. Under that parameter. And you've got to go in there with that kind of spiritual attitude. Lord, I'm giving over this unto You so that I can receive the peace of God that passes all understanding. Let me pray with you. Father, we pray for these emergency vehicles as they're going to a situation right now. We can hear them. We pray, Father, for Your healing and protection on whoever's in a problem right now. And we pray Your protection and wisdom on those that are going to minister and going to serve. In Your name, Lord Jesus, amen. Go with me to Isaiah 26. Two more verses and I close. Isaiah 26. If you don't get anything out of today, get this. I need to confess my stress, my anxiety, my always over-worrying about this area in my life. I need to start confessing that to Jesus as a sin. That's first step. Not beating you up over it, not beating me up over it. That's just always the first step. Let's get cleansed of something before we can have it replaced with something else. So let's recognize sin for what it is. Say, Brother Leo, I'd rather go somewhere where they don't tell me about all these sins. Well, you know, it's a free country. All right, look at what the Scripture says. Isaiah 26. Verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on the Lord, because he trusts in the Lord. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Now, that's what you want to do. You want to get your mind stayed and fixed, not on the circumstances of the situation, but on the everlasting strength of Lord God Jehovah to be able to take care of the situation. So, it's like Patty's got taped on the dashboard of her van. Don't tell God how big your problem is. Tell your problem how big your God is. So you want your mind, if you're the kind of person that just always runs over and over in your mind, this circumstance, that circumstance, this possibility, this could happen, this person might be feeling this way, blah, 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 and you're just going in circle after circle after circle. You want to get your mind stayed on the Lord, and you want to say, you know, all this, all these hypotheticals might be true, but the bottom line is, my God's able to take care of all of it. And so I'm going to trust in your strength, Lord. I'm not going to let the devil use smoke and mirrors to totally distract me and get me out of the will of God. But let me show you another one, and this is what I close with. Isaiah 45. Isaiah 45. And this is how you go to the Lord. You go to Him face to face with an understanding of who you're asking. Isaiah 45, verse 11. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and His Maker. The Lord is my Maker. The Lord has made me. Ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands. Comma, should be a comma there. Command ye me. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all the stars and planets I have commanded in their orbit. I am your Maker. I am the Maker of the universe and all universes. By me all things consist and continue. And I say unto you in your prayer closet, command ye me. Tell me what you need. Tell me what you need concerning the work of my hand, concerning yourself. That's one of the most direct commands in the Old Testament of God saying, come unto me. Whatsoever you ask in my name for my glory, according to my will, I will do. And I am telling you, God doesn't want you and me worrying about a thing as we walk out this door today. He wants us trusting Him to handle the situation. And He wants our hearts to be filled with His peace. That's God's will. So I'm going to ask you to bow your head and close your eyes and allow the Holy Spirit to say unto you one area in your life that you really need to allow Him to unburden you and say, Lord Jesus, I want to start a journey today and I want to continue it this week in prayer and meditation before you. And I want to find the keys that unlock the doors to allow you to unburden me with this thing. Now, I'm telling you, and I've been teaching on prayer the last 8 weeks or so. You know, we just don't often dive into our prayer closet, get an answer, and come out. It's a process by which God is working our submission to His will and our mindset to His glory. Because you and I go into the closet pretty basically just selfish. We're asking for things to make our life better or easier. And there's nothing wrong with that because He wants to make our life better and easier in a spiritual way that is a higher way. But I'm going to ask you to take these next few moments and just say to the Lord, Father, reveal to me the steps that we're going to start taking. As I confess to you right now, I know it is not your will and desire that I be overburdened with this, that it affects my life in this way. And Father, I want you to replace this thing with your peace.